It's estimated 7.8 million people will live in Colorado by the year 2040. And a Rocky Mountain PBS iNews analysis of data from the state demographer and the U.S. Census Bureau predicts 7 of the 10 fastest-growing counties will be on the western slope. KVNF's Laura Pomisano looks at how communities in this part of the state are preparing for that growth.
Michelle Haynes is the executive director of the Region 10 League for Economic Assistance and Planning. The organization is made up of local governments and tackles regional issues in 6 counties on the western slope. Haynes says she's not surprised by the data forecasting growth for this part of the state.
There's quite a few people that do live in our communities that have moved from larger cities. And I think they'll often tell you they moved for quality of life, for the rural lifestyle. We're fortunate to live in a very beautiful part of our state.
According to the numbers, Montrose County could see its population increase by more than 30,000 people over the next 25 years, making it the 7th fastest growing county in Colorado. Delta County comes in 11th place with its population jumping by 70% to more than 52,000. Communities across the region like Ouray, San Miguel, and Hinsdale County are also predicted to see gains. Delta County Administrator Robbie LaValle wants to see more people move here. She says in recent years, the county has seen its population decline as coal mines in the area scale back production and lay off hundreds of workers.
I would welcome individuals that want to come here and certainly add to our quality of life, our economic base.
LaValle says more people equals more tax revenue, and that's a good thing. However, that means the county will need to invest in additional infrastructure like public safety and roads, a costly endeavor for a cash-strapped community. Trish Thibodeau with Delta County Economic Development says getting high-speed internet to the area is essential for expansion.
This is what I tell people. It is like running water. It is like electricity. It is a basic necessity and becoming more and more and more of a basic necessity for businesses, for individuals to be able to conduct their business as they need to.
Thibodeau says some companies that wanted to move to Delta County didn't because of the slow internet.
We've had people who have come over from the Front Range expecting to move their businesses, bought a house, and had to move back to the Front Range, and so now their house is a second home.
However, a regional effort is underway to improve area broadband, and Thibodeau hopes that will encourage more companies to relocate. The Western Slope could also see unique challenges based on demographics. Michelle Haynes with Region 10 says communities need to prepare for a growing populace. One of the focuses of her agency is aging.
I do think that a lot of this growth will be some of our older population. Delta and Montrose both have been desirable retirement communities for some time.
State figures back that up. The Colorado Demography Office estimates between the year 2010 and 2030, the number of people in Colorado over 65 will increase 125% to 1.3 million. But the demographer says that rise will come from people already living here who will be reaching retirement age.
But we do need to plan for the long term to make sure we have facilities, amenities, and services in place for an older population.
It's also estimated 2.3 million people will move to Colorado by 2040. Haynes says that figure might seem overwhelming, but it's important to remember they won't all come at once.
So when you think about it as adding a few thousand people a year or maybe every 4 or 5 years, I think that's a little easier to think about how they would assimilate into our communities and into our counties, and gives us time to plan for that growth.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.